Hello, welcome to Tech Buzzer of the Week. I'm Alex Howard, assistant editor at whatis.com. We invite you to visit whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all, and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. This week, our subject is CDR shelf life. Ah, the sweet march of technology. When I first began using computers in the 1980s, my Apple II Plus used 5 1/4 inch floppy disks to boot up, run programs, and save documents. The PET in the computer room used cassette tapes to save our programs. Much has changed since then, as PC users now can save to enormous hard drives in their computer, or externally mounted drives, save to servers online, or use tape drives. For backing up the photos, documents, video, and music files that take up the bulk of common data storage, however, optical storage, in the form of CDRs and DVRs, are pretty much the default medium. Modern users need that space too, as video and pictures take up quite a bit of space. Every major computer manufacturer includes a CD-ROM drive now, with most new PCs including a CD burner or even DVD burner as part of the standard configuration. All optical media are not created alike, however, as the press CDs and DVDs that are sold on the shelves of record stores, Best Buy, or arrive from Amazon's warehouses are created differently than those burned in PC drives. While the durability of press CDs is estimated to stretch into decades, no one is sure exactly how long the CDs and DVDs users worldwide are burning are going to last. Whether the optical media sits unburned on the shelf, or more important for the dedicated user, carefully archiving purchased music, precious family or business photos, or critical financial and business information, burned and protected in a sleeve or jewel case, that data needs to remain viable for years to come. Top manufacturers like Mitsui, Verbatim, Maxell, Memorex, and DDK claim that their premium discs with protective coatings and special dyes will last 50 or even 100 years. Many industry experts, however, think that the unrecorded shelf life of a CDR disc is more conservatively estimated to be between 5 and 10 years. Once burned, however, a laundry list of factors affects how long the disc will be usable for retrieving the archived data. Kurt Gorecki, a physicist and storage expert at IBM Deutschland GmbH, pulls no punches when discussing CDRs. In an interview in Computer World in the spring of 2006, Gorecki stated that, quote, "Unlike pressed original CDs, burned CDs have a relatively short lifespan of between 2 to 5 years, depending on the quality of the CD. There are a few things you can do to extend the life of a burned CD, like keeping the disc in a cool, dark place, but not much more." End quote. Uh-oh. The fact is, estimating the life of a burned disc is difficult, not least because of how new the technology is, but also because of the huge variety of factors that apply. Let's start with media quality. All CDRs are based on a thin polycarbonate base, so we'll count that as a constant. In production, that polycarbonate disc contains a spiral groove, which guides a laser beam as it writes and reads information. Any wobble or imbalance of the disc, caused, for example, by an applied label or out-of-level workstation, can negatively impact the burning process. On the same side, the disc is coated with a very thin layer of organic dye and then a thin reflective layer of silver, or a silver alloy, or gold. Finally, a protective coating of a photopolymerizable lacquer is applied on top of the metal reflector and curd with ultraviolet light. The most fragile part of a CDR is, in fact, that organic dye layer. And there are three types of dye that are currently in wide use. Azo dye, which imparts a bright blue color to the disc, cyanin dye, which gives the disc a blue-green color, and phthalocyanin dye, which gives discs a silver or gold appearance. The type of dye makes the most difference to the shelf life of the disc, as the impact of sunlight on a cyanin CDR is dramatically negative, while phthalocyanin dyed discs are more resistant, though still quite susceptible to damage from this factor. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, has thankfully published results of accelerated aging tests on both CDRs and DVD-Rs in 2004. The models used indicated that CDRs that had a gold and silver alloy coating and that used phthalocyanin dye were superior. Overall, The study estimated that 13% of CD-ROMs would fail in 50 years if the media was stored under normal office environmental conditions. The NIST and Library of Congress are now collaborating to determine the life expectancy of DVD-Rs and develop a test that the manufacturers of optical media can apply to assign an archival grade to their products. Good news for buyers everywhere. Though the cost of DVD-Rs is certainly higher than CD-Rs, especially when purchased at archival quality, their resistance to deterioration is comparable to the best CD-Rs currently on the market. Further, there is an inherent physical difference, as the recordable data layer on DVD-Rs is sandwiched between two layers of plastic, further protecting the disc from scratch damage remarkably. Remarkably? Oh yes. This brings up the many ways that discs become degraded through user error. Anyone who has dealt with CDs over the past two decades, pressed or burned alike, knows that scratches are the bane of CD existence. Keep them in sleeves or stored upright in jewel cases when not in a drive to minimize the possibility of scratching. Ideally, you should store discs in a cool, dry place where the temperature range is 41 to 68 degrees Fahrenheit and humidity remains between 30 and 50%. And avoid direct sunlight. Direct sunlight can heat a jewel case and thermally stress the disc itself, as well as degrade the dye layer, as I mentioned earlier. Always apply paper labels to the jewel case, never to the disc itself. While manufacturers may sell circular adhesive labels that can be printed at the home or office, solvents in the paper, adhesives, or inks can all degrade the disc. Uneven applications of the labels can also cause the CD-R to wobble in high-speed players, causing read-write errors or even damaging the player itself. And then there's that marker bleed issue. Only use a felt-tip, water-based marker on the label side of the CD-R, ideally on the clear inner part near the center. Permanent markers, like the ever-present Sharpies, should be avoided entirely. And although longtime users think of the reflective underside of CDs as the delicate portion, in fact, it's the non-reflective side, generally thought of as the top, which is more vulnerable. Scratches or marker damage here can render the disc unreadable, as this upper coating is often quite thin. It's worth taking care of your discs as much as possible. Once you lose the ability to read a disc, the data on it becomes quite difficult to recover, unlike, say, a hard drive or tape drive. Grecki, that IBM storage expert I mentioned earlier, recommends using magnetic tape for backup, unless you're willing to burn new CDs every few years. If you do plan to rely on optical media for backup, spend the extra money to get discs that use phthalocyanin dye with gold foil backing. Stay away from CDRWs for long-term archival of critical stuff, as their long-term stability is even more questionable. And purchase the newest burner you can afford. Users report that CDs burned with older burners are no longer recognized by newer drives. Even better, adopt a strategy of redundancy, backing up to CDs, DVD-Rs, an external hard drive, tape drive, or even online servers like those offered through Apple Computer's .Mac. Keeping your data is worth the trouble. And if you have data stored across a wide variety of solutions, it's much more likely to be readable in the future, whatever the storage medium becomes. And that concludes our broadcast. Thank you for listening. To learn more about optical media, be sure to visit whatis.com and stay on top of all the latest technology terms.